Hey, welcome back to the Napcast. My name is David.
My name is Seth. And today...
Actually, should we try that a week? Hey, welcome back to the Napcast. That's not right. Hey, welcome to the Napcast.
You're trying so hard.
My voice. My goodness.
Oh, man.
Hey, welcome back to...
Welcome to the Napcast.
I know, I'll get this. Hey, welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth. And today we are going to be playing Would You Rather, but with a twist.
It's going to be just the two of us.
Yeah, so normally we have a guest on the show. We'll play Would You Rather with him as one of our little special things.
Or we'll do a quiz or something like
or
that.
Or something like that.
A common staple has been Would You Rather. Yeah. It is a fun game.
It is. But today we're going to play it with just ourselves.
All right, and so to start things off, Seth, can I ask you a random question?
Go for it.
All right, Would You Rather... cut off each individual toe with a knife,
ugh,
or pull out each tooth with pliers, including your molars.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Starting off with a great question. Oh. Practical applications or wait.
I hope I don't ever have to actually do that.
All right, that's why it's a hypothetical.
I mean, between the two of them, I think I would rather cut my toes off.
Okay. Is it because there's less toes? Or?
Well, it's... more because I think I'd be able to handle that kind of pain better.
Well, what if you can use the anesthetic or something like that?
I mean...
or you don't feel any pain at all.
I mean, with enough vodka, you probably wouldn't feel anything anyway.
Well, what if you actually, like, if you go into a hospital and, you know, they drug you all up and you have to choose between cutting off your toes or pulling out your teeth with pliers?
Well, that still doesn't help.
You're still going to go with toes, you think?
You know, actually, in that kind of a context, in like a hospital context with an anesthesiologist, I might actually pull my teeth out.
Oh.
Because that's easier to fix.
You can just wear dentures rather
exactly.
than...
exactly.
Okay, that kind of makes sense. And the popular opinion is not yours. 65% of people would rather cut off their own toes with a knife. Which I don't understand.
I don't even want to think about that.
All right, let's move on.
But anyways, would you rather have paparazzi follow you around or reveal a different secret about yourself in a weekly newspaper column?
As opposed to having a weekly podcast? Where we reveal secrets about ourselves all the time. Details at a... what was the first option?
Have paparazzi follow you around.
And be famous or just have them follow
Well, me? It just says follow you around.
Oh, a weekly news column. Actually, you know, I think I'd rather do the weekly news column because, first of all, I don't mind writing that much. And if I just got to write like a random, like from the editor or
fair,
you know, something like that, I could just tell little stories, and that counts as revealing secrets, I think.
Well, I mean, we basically do that anyway with the Napcast at this point.
Well, to be fair, that would be writing, but I mean, I could handle that. So I'd rather do that one.
Fair. Your opinion is also in the minority, apparently.
My. 60%
of people would rather have paparazzi follow themselves around.
My goodness. Are people like taking pictures of themselves much more than writing?
I guess so.
I don't know. But all right. Would you rather eat what you find in a dump or... eat sea life from the bottom of the sea? So trash or fish food? I mean, trash or sushi?
It's not sushi. I'm going to go with sushi on this one. Or the deep sea life. That just sounds much, much more appealing than eating from a dumpster.
Well, it depends on the dumpster, I guess. But what if you find a box of unopened donuts?
I'm not going to eat it because it came from a dumpster.
All right, it looks like yours is more popular. The unpopular opinion is eating from a dump, and that's only 24%.
Oh, wow.
So eating sea life is definitely more popular with like 76 or something like that. It hasn't loaded fully, but it's going to be 76%. I'm calling it, so. All right.
All right, so this one's going to be, I think this one's going to be pretty easy, actually. Would you rather have your life be narrated by Morgan Freeman or have your life narrated by James Earl Jones?
Ooh, boy. Man, we were just talking about this the other day. I was talking with my girlfriend about James Earl Jones's voice. We didn't really get to mention Morgan Freeman, but we were talking about him. We talked about Orson Welles, and we were talking about Tony Jay.
Wow.
And Tony Jay has an amazing, like, he was the voice of Judge Claude Frollo in The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes.
He also has that really, really low voice where he can talk way down here the entire time. And I can't quite do it right now because I don't have the presence, you know, but he had a super low voice. But between James Earl Jones and Morgan Freeman... that's harder than you think. I'm torn.
I was being sarcastic.
I know. I am torn. I think I'm going to have to go with Morgan Freeman.
Ooh.
Because his voice is pleasant, not saying I don't like James Earl Jones because I love that voice too, but I'm just going to, Morgan Freeman is just a little bit softer, which would work for me probably.
Well, it looks like you are in the majority here. 87% of players would rather have their life be narrated by Morgan Freeman.
That's probably because more people know Morgan Freeman for who he is and less people know James Earl Jones.
No love for Darth Vader.
It's a shame. I should have picked Darth Vader, shouldn't I? So this is a question about if you remember how the world was supposed to end on December 21st, 2012.
Oh, yeah.
So this one is probably was written before then, I'm guessing, because it says on December 21st, 2012, would you rather? So I'm going to modify that to be were the end of the world to arrive this December, would you rather have a zombie apocalypse or an alien invasion?
Oh, well, that's actually pretty easy. I'm going to go with aliens because I think zombies are a little overdone in pop culture right now.
Which one do you think you'd be able to survive against,
though? I think I would be able to survive against aliens.
Okay. I feel like I would almost disagree with you because I feel like with enough preparation, you can actually survive against zombies, but aliens you don't know. But at the same time, it depends on the aliens. And it depends on what kind of zombie outbreak it is.
I mean, but I would rather deal with an alien culture like that than try to deal with zombies.
I feel like that would definitely be more interesting because I feel like we could learn things from the aliens rather than, oh, hey, it's dead us fighting us. You know. All right. So it looks like 40% of people would rather have the alien invasion.
Oh.
And 60% would much rather have a zombie apocalypse.
They watch too much Walking Dead, apparently.
Or maybe they think it'd be easier to survive against zombies if the world ends. But I don't even know. But that makes for an interesting thought puzzle, for sure.
Yeah. All right, this one's kind of interesting as well. Would you rather be credited with the invention of the wheel or be credited with the invention of the internet?
Ooh, boy. I feel like the wheel has done way more good than the internet, to be honest.
Oh!
Well, I mean, think about it. All the things that the wheel has done allows for locomotion and moving around, and it's an amazing invention. It's like the staple invention, as people say, the invention of the wheel. You're not reinventing the wheel here. The internet, on the other hand, it's got a ton of good things about it, which are great. It also has a bunch of bad things about it, which are not as great. And the wheel doesn't have nearly as many drawbacks.
Fair enough.
Plus, I feel like nowadays, if you called someone the inventor of the internet, a lot of people would love them, a lot of people would hate them. But if you call someone the inventor of the wheel, and you actually have proof that this person way back in whatever BC actually invented the wheel, everybody would just highly respect them. So I think I'd rather be the inventor of the wheel.
Fair enough.
But I bet I'm in the minority.
You are in a very, very small minority.
Wow.
14% of players would rather have created the wheel.
You know me, I'm never mainstream.
Wait. Well, except when we are.
We're not mainstream unless we are. that's something like that. But all right. Now I have a question for you. Would you rather only read romance novels or only read textbooks? Neither one super appeals to you.
Neither
I'm sure.
one appeals very
what
much.
What if it was a Star Wars romance?
Well,
what if it was a Star Wars textbook? Ooh, boy.
I own some of those, believe it or
not. Actually, so do I.
I think I'm going to have to go with textbook because I would not want the opportunity, or I mean, I wouldn't want to waste the opportunity for that much knowledge.
That's true. Well, it looks like you're barely in the majority. 52% of people would rather only read textbooks.
Wow, that was close.
Which is a lot of hate on romance novels if people would rather read the textbooks. Or they're like you where they just really want that knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge. You want to know how I got... Wait, that's the wrong thing.
I don't want that kind of knowledge.
Here in my garage. Just bought my new Lamborghini. But you know what I like more than this Lamborghini? Knowledge. I read a new book every day or whatever that silly thing is. It's an ad on YouTube or something.
All right. So would you rather fight a wolf with your bare hands or fight a large bear with a sword?
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be fight a bear with your wolf hands. frankly, I feel like with a sword, I have a much better chance. That being said, I don't know how to use a sword, but I feel like you can intimidate the bear with the sword, whereas the wolf, you have a harder time intimidating just by your own little lonesome. But that being said, if it was like a superpower where my hands could transform into wolf or like to bear claws, if I had bear hands, I think I'd probably go with the sword on this one.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I have no chance either way.
Well, you are you are in the majority on this one.
Oh, dear.
81% of players would rather fight with a sword.
All right. We are the smart weaklings. We will not survive. All right.
Oh, I've got a good one for you next.
Okay. Now, I don't understand this question at all, so we're going to skip that one.
Fair.
Would you rather have a lisp or have a lazy eye? This is a beauty question. Maybe.
I mean, both of those are annoying, especially with all of the voice work that I do. I would not want a lisp.
But wouldn't a lisp make some of your character voices distinct?
Yes, it would. But if I had to do that for every single character that I played, it would get really hard.
Would be difficult.
Yeah.
So I understand. You could do a Daffy Duck pretty well.
I think on this one, I'm going to have to go with the lazy eye.
Okay. Because you could always just wear sunglasses.
Or corrective lenses. I mean, there are ways to fix that or at least counteract it.
That's true. I mean, you could go through speech therapy too, but I mean, you don't know. I don't know the parameters of this question. So
right.
Well, looking at the numbers, which it shows me the numbers underneath the percentages, it looks like you're in the minority because 500,000 people would rather have a lazy eye and 9,700,000 people, so 972,000, would rather have a lisp. So I can't tell the percentages. Well, it's going to be 35% and I guess 65% the other way.
Yeah.
So you're in the minority, but you also have a good reason because voice acting.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. If you were a 5-year-old girl.
Oh boy, what a premise.
Would you rather be a mermaid or be a princess?
Mermaid. I think I'd rather be a mermaid. That'd be some, oh, shoot. But a princess gets to live in a castle. But a princess doesn't always live in a castle, and a mermaid is always in the water. If I had to be a 5-year-old girl, if that was established as a given, I think I would much rather be the mermaid than the princess.
All right.
I'm sure I sound like one right now.
Oh, that's very, very close. 49% of players would rather be a mermaid.
Wow. So I'm in the minority.
But just barely.
All the guys want to be the mermaid and all the girls want to be. I don't actually know that to be true. Would you rather be in a car accident that only kills you, or be responsible for a car accident where you live, but your 5 closest friends and family die?
I'm taking the hit on that one.
Oh, you're going to take the sacrifice.
I am absolutely taking the sacrifice on that one. That would, living with that would be, I don't know if I can handle that.
If you're actually legitimately responsible for it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like you're definitely in the majority. 12% of people would rather be responsible but still be alive. And the other remaining, what is it, 88%? It hasn't loaded fully because this thing's going slow. But 88% of people would much rather be the only person that dies in such a case like that. So
yeah, if it comes down to it, I'll die. And sneeze, apparently. All right. Would you rather sound like anyone you wanted or speak any language you wanted?
Well, going off of the voice acting thing, because that's something we both aspire to, I would much rather sound like literally anybody rather than speak any language. The thing is, speaking any language is very useful, but it says nothing about understanding what you're saying.
Fair.
So I'm going to go with sounding like literally anybody. Because right now I sound like a deep bass and it's great.
Well, you're actually in the minority on this one.
Oh, wow.
That was only a 29%.
I'm kind of not surprised because most people want to speak languages and they don't have the voice acting kick for it.
I would rather be an omniglot. That would be really, really cool.
All right, here's a very difficult question for you.
Oh, boy. Is it about peanut butter again?
It is not, sadly. That other one was great, but this is a different question. Would you rather live in the world of Dr. Seuss?
Oh, gosh.
Or live in the Star Trek universe?
Oh, man. You know, I'm probably going to sound like a terrible person on this one. I'm actually going to say Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Because technology is awesome.
That's true. But Dr. Seuss would be amazing, too, because everybody speaks in rhyme and nothing makes sense about any of the construction. All right, you're in the minority, but only barely. It's 45% of people agree with you.
Wow.
And 55% of people would rather live in the Dr. Seuss universe. So it's still pretty close, though.
Ooh, this is an interesting one. Would you rather be a character in your favorite video game or be a member of your favorite band?
Oh, boy. Okay, so one of my favorite bands is Home Free, entirely a cappella, and I would absolutely love to be able to sing with them. That would be so much fun. Or would I rather be a character in my favorite video game? And one of my favorite video games is Metroid Prime. And I would literally either have to be Samus or a bad guy.
Which, there are so few characters in that game.
There aren't very many except for repeating like bosses and things like that. So being like in the role of Samus would be a ton of fun.
But you'd also be female.
Well, I mean, that's a small price to pay for being Samus. Like that. like the power armor and everything. That's a lot of fun. That's also a lot of pressure.
I mean, you make a good point.
It's a lot more dangerous, I think.
So, yeah.
That would be a ton of fun, but I think I'm going to have to go with singing with my favorite band, but right. only just barely. That's a difficult one.
Yeah. I mean, it's the minority option again.
Surprise, surprise.
Only 29% of players would rather be in their favorite band.
Well, they must have different favorite video games, I guess. All right. So here's the question for you. This will be probably our second to last one. Would you rather not be able to sit or not be able to stand?
That's a very strange question.
I know.
I mean,
would you rather be stuck standing up and only lying down, or sitting down and lying down and never being able to stand? Frankly, I think there's a real life alternative to one of those, or like comparison, but not the other one.
I mean, I could just sleep standing up. That wouldn't be too bad.
It doesn't say anything about lying down, though.
True.
Hmm.
I would rather not be able to sit down.
Not be able to sit down. Okay. And you are in the majority. 60% of people would rather not be able to sit, and 40% would rather not be able to stand.
Hmm.
All right. So for our last question.
All right. Would you rather, for the rest of your life.
Ooh, boy.
Would you rather live in a library where books are your only form of entertainment?
That's not bad.
Or live in a prison cell where you have access to any channel on TV?
TV? Come on, make it YouTube, and then it's actually a close, close thing. Because TV doesn't compare to YouTube at all. But if it was TV versus books, I'd rather be in the library. I'd much rather be in the library than in a prison.
You know, somehow I figured you were going to say that.
Well, you know me all too well.
It looks like this is actually a majority opinion.
Oh, my
58%
goodness.
Of players would
Not
rather live in a library.
Wow.
It's actually sort of close.
I mean, to be fair, just the question of living in a library or a prison, I mean, that one's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean.
But the real kicker, though, is that if I was in the library, I wouldn't be able to watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Or listen to music or anything. It'd just be books. But that's better than just TV.
Agreed.
So I'm going to go with that one. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode here.
All
so
right.
We're going to call to our person running the control board for us just for a quick second. So what note do you think we should sing to wrap up our episode?
Okay.
C-sharp
we can
is
do
the,
that.
The response from the person running the buttons for us. All right, so C-sharp it is. I don't think I can quite. I didn't hit it very purely, but I hit it. All right, ready?
Goodbye.